Back home, the price of groceries is still rising, but the pace of that rise is continuing to slow down. Dunnes Stores is still the most used supermarket in the country, and we spent a lot more on Easter eggs this year, 60% more than last Easter. Eimear Healy has been telling us more. She's a retail expert with Kantar. First, on the almost €25 million spent on Easter eggs.
I suppose Easter really hits the shelves earlier, it feels like, every year. So it's probably of no surprise that Irish consumers really have been stocking up on some classic kind of seasonal treats. So what we saw, Gavin, during the month of March, was that nearly half of the Irish household population actually purchased Easter eggs. And during that month of March, shoppers actually spent a mammoth £24.6 million on Easter eggs, which was an additional £9 million versus last year. However, it wasn't only chocolate, and we did see many opting for the likes of hot cross buns, and £1.1 million was spent during the month of March on those as well.
Eimear, a 60% increase in spend on Easter eggs. Now, either they've got very expensive or we've suddenly developed a very sweet tooth all of a sudden. What happened?
Yeah, definitely. And I suppose our data is up until the 17th of March. So, you know, Easter was a little bit earlier this year as well, and we did see Easter eggs probably more in store and kind of on the shelves a little bit longer. But yeah, definitely Irish shoppers having a sweet tooth this Easter.
Half, I gather, of that value are eggs that were sold as part of promotions.
Yes, there was. So there was a lot of Easter eggs sold on promo. And when we see at a total grocery level, Gavin, 25% of our sales were coming through promotions. So yeah, Easter eggs were also heavily promoted over the course of March.
Prices are still rising, but inflation is falling, yes?
That's correct. Yeah, so we still see, I suppose, at a total grocery landscape, we see sales are up 4.5%, but we do see the average price per pack up 4%. So it is still very much, prices are increasing, but we know that grocery price inflation has really been a main driver in the market of growth versus kind of that increase in spending. And what we saw, Gavin, over the latest 12 weeks, that inflation rose by 3.7%. So this is down significantly versus March of 2023, when inflation stood at 16%. But definitely some welcome news for consumers, as it's actually the 11th month in a row that we have seen a drop in inflation, and currently at its lowest level that we've seen in the latest 2 years.
And sales are increasing too.
They are. They are up 4.5% in the latest month. So €1.1 billion running through the tills in that month of March.
The analysis that you have, what does it tell us about where people are shopping?
Yeah, so we see, Gavin, shoppers really shopping around across retailers. And I suppose we know that shoppers are looking for the best value in the market and kind of looking for those retailers that are potentially offering good voucherings or club cards. But the data up until the 17th of March, we see that Dunnes is holding the number one spot at 24%, and is growing at 7.7% year on year. So that is followed then by Tesco at 22.8%, Supervalu at 20.4%, and then we have Lidl coming in at 13.5%, and then Aldi at 11.5%.
That's Eimear Healy from Kantar. A van set alight, masked men carrying milk crates of petrol bombs, one thrown at a journalist in Derry yesterday. The events have been condemned by politicians and the PSNI, who said the march was illegal. For more now, we're joined by Niall Deeney. He's Derry correspondent with Belfast Live. Niall, thanks for taking our call today.
Thanks for having me.
You were there. What happened?
Well, there was a parade and commemoration event organised by non-mainstream Republicans, people opposed to the peace process. The parade element hadn't been